This episode covers when words aren't getting through to her. You've said the right thing more than once, and she still pulled back like she didn't hear it. It walks through what your posture, your eyes, and your hands have been saying instead. Here's what's happening. You're on the couch. She brings up something that's been bothering her, and you say all the right things. I hear you. That makes sense. Let's figure it out. Meanwhile, your arms are crossed. Your eyes drift to the TV, and your phone is still in your hand. She hears the words. She reads the body. And the body usually wins. This isn't a character flaw, so don't hear it that way. Most men learned somewhere along the way that stillness reads as strength, and that stoicism reads as control. Maybe you grew up in a house where the calmest person in the room was the one who didn't move much or say much. Maybe work trained you to keep a flat face under pressure, because reacting looked weak. That posture served you somewhere. It's just working against you here. Now let's get into why that happens. She processes your body before she processes your sentence. Crossed arms, a turned shoulder, a glance at a screen. These register almost instantly, faster than she can consciously take in what you're saying. If the signal says distracted or closed off, your words have to fight through that first impression before they read as sincere. Words and body language aren't two separate channels. They're one message. And she reads the loudest part of it first. Pair a warm sentence with a cold posture, and most women will trust the posture. Her read on you happens before your sentence even finishes, well ahead of any effort you're making. The fix isn't complicated, but it does take practice. You already know what to say in most of these moments. What's missing is a body that says it too. So here's the method. 5 things you're going to do in order before you ever settle into a hard conversation. Position. Turn your full body toward her, knees and shoulders included, not just your face. Contact. Put the phone down, face down, out of your hand. Distance. Close the physical gap by a few inches. Move from the far end of the couch toward the middle. Pace. Slow your speech and your movements down. Touch. Add one small point of contact, a hand on her knee, an arm around her shoulder, your hand over hers. This is the step men skip most often, usually because it feels exposed. It's also the one that does the most work. Now let's make this concrete with 5 real moments. First one, putting the phone down when she starts talking. She starts telling you about her day while you're mid-scroll. The second she starts a real sentence, set the phone face down without making it a production. Say this. Sorry. Give me a second. Set the phone down. Turn toward her. Okay. I'm listening. What happened? Why it works. The physical act of putting the phone down registers before your words do. It tells her she outranked the screen, which is the whole message she's been waiting for. She may keep talking without acknowledging the shift at all, and that's fine. Second one, turning your body toward her mid-conversation. You're a few minutes into a conversation, and you notice your body is still angled toward the kitchen or the TV. Catch it mid-sentence. Shift your knees and shoulders to square up with her. Say this. Hold on. Let me face you for this one. Turn fully toward her. Okay. Go on. Why it works. Naming the shift out loud does 2 things at once. It corrects your posture, and it tells her the correction was on purpose, not an accident she has to notice herself. Third one. Closing the space after a disagreement. You've had a short, tense exchange, and there's now a few feet of couch or counter between you. Once the tension has dropped a notch, move closer without saying anything about the argument itself. Move from the far side of the couch to sit closer. No commentary. I'm still here. We don't have to solve the whole thing right now. Why it works. Closing distance after conflict. Says, I'm not leaving more convincingly than any sentence could. Words alone, after a fight, often sound like managing her. Proximity communicates commitment without a single line. Fourth one. Adding a small touch after an apology. You've apologized for something specific, and the words feel true, but the moment still feels flat. Once the apology is out and hanging in the room, add a hand on her arm or shoulder and hold it there. Say this: "I'm sorry for how I handled that." Rest your hand on her arm. "I mean that." Why it works: an apology with no physical follow-through often reads as procedural, a box checked, rather than something repaired. A steady touch signals the apology came from somewhere, not just a script. Fifth one: holding eye contact through a hard sentence. You're saying something vulnerable, an admission, a fear, a thing you don't usually say out loud. Look at her, not at the floor or your hands, while you say it. "This is hard for me to say, so bear with me." Keep your eyes on her. "I've been scared to bring this up because I didn't want to make things worse." Why it works: looking away during a vulnerable line reads as shame or half-truth, even when the words themselves are honest. Steady eye contact tells her the sentence is real, not rehearsed and detached. A few things to leave out of all five of these: half watching a screen while she talks tells her the conversation is background noise, no matter how attentive your responses sound. Crossed arms might just be comfortable to you, but to her, it reads as a wall going up. Forced, unbroken eye contact without natural breaks feels performative rather than warm. Touch without reading her state first can go wrong too. If she's mid-vent or visibly upset, a sudden touch can register as an interruption instead of comfort. Wait for a small opening before you reach for her. And watch for overcorrecting into performance. Exaggerated nodding or a fixed smile reads as fake faster than any of the mistakes above. Different men freeze in different ways, so here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to stay quiet and agreeable, nodding along without saying what you think, add real eye contact and one honest sentence about what you think. The presence you already offer starts to feel like real closeness instead of polite company. If your jaw and shoulders tighten before you've said a word, drop your shoulders and unclench your jaw before you speak. A relaxed body buys your next sentence the benefit of the doubt, and that's often what opens things back toward warmth. If your movements speed up and your voice rises when you care, slow your hands and lower your shoulders half a notch. The same passion, delivered at a calmer pace, reads as devotion instead of intensity. If you go still and avoid eye contact under pressure, stay in the room and hold brief eye contact, even without many words yet. A body that stays, even quiet, tells her more than silence alone ever could. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when she's feeling distant, close the physical distance early, before she has to ask for it. From her side, this may sound like relief that she didn't have to fight for your attention this time. If she tends to go quiet after trying hard, don't wait for her to reach first. Reach for her hand while you're talking, not after. If she tends to pull back and value her space, offer a lighter touch, a hand near hers on the couch rather than a tight hold, and let her close the last bit of distance herself. If she's the one who withdraws while you reach out, keep your body open and present without escalating your effort. Let your steadiness be the signal, instead of a bigger gesture. Some nights you'll catch yourself mid-mistake, phone in hand, arms crossed, eyes on the wrong thing. That's not a failure, it's information. If it happens, just say so. "I just realized I was half on my phone while you were talking to me. That wasn't fair to you." Set it down. Turn toward her. "Can you tell me that last part again?" If she seems unmoved or skeptical after you correct course, that's a normal response to a pattern she's seen before. Trust builds through repetition, not one well-executed moment. When your posture, eye contact, and touch match your words, she stops having to translate you. The gap between what you mean and what she feels closes, often within the same conversation. Small physical cues, reaching for her hand, turning fully toward her, tend to open the door to more affection first, before anything even gets discussed at length. You picked this up because something in it felt true, and that already counts for something. Try the shift tonight. phone down and body turned her way, or wait for the next time she brings something up and practice it then. She's not asking for perfect words anymore. Just a body that finally agrees with them. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio. Or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.